So the Texas Supreme Court not going to hear that Welborn case, and so now the folks in Welborn and the surrounding area, and I think you have to say it that way because there's some people who don't, you couldn't even throw a rock to get to Welborn, and they want to be part of Welborn. And he said, all right, we'll go sit down with those people from College Station, see if we can figure something out so that everything will be okay. And again, you're going to have to define what is Welborn geographically.
Well, it
can't be going 7 miles down the road, turning right over the railroad tracks and going another 3 miles and make that a Welborn. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know. I think we know where the meets and bounds are that would be Welborn. And, you know, so it's all a matter of what is Welborn. We got to define what is Welborn. Once you get that done, you might move on.
Well, they got a good post office.
They do. They got an awesome post office. And they got a pretty good barbecue place.
Pretty good barbecue
place.
Spot.
Yep, sure. Yeah, yep. Got some stuff going on that we know about.
Yeah, yeah. Got a great Philly sandwich down at that funny looking restaurant.
That railroad car looking thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we'll see how all that works out. But anyway, the Supreme's going, nah, I don't think we want to mess with that. So.
And they're going baby love, too.
Yeah, they could be doing it. So I see here a story on the
did
front.
Did he get that, or did he just go along with
it? Yeah, no, he's gone along with
this,
yeah.
You did? Front, the Supremes, baby
front,
love.
Yeah. Front page of the paper, A&M going to grade the faculty here, huh? System rates accountability of its professors. It's Vimal Patel, is that the way he pronounces his
Vimal.
Name? Vimal, okay. He's written a story there. Talking to a friend of the show, Frank Ashley, quoted in the article. He is, Dr. Frank is the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. He said, if you look at what, his quote, if you look at what people are saying out there, first of all, they want accountability. It's something we're really not used to in higher education. His words. That'd be that accountability thing.
Picky.
Yeah, I know. For someone questioning whether we're working hard, whether our students are learning, that accountability is going to be with us from now on. Yeah, you know, as those tuition rates keep going up and things like that, mom and dad want to make sure that junior or junior miss are able to go out there and get themselves a job so they can pay off that student loan. Anyhow, so they're going to work on that. Can you respect a hurricane named Earl? I'm just saying.
No, I keep thinking it's going to have a loser hurricane brother named Randy that keeps dragging it down. And it's going to have an agenda of maybe it'll come in and have an agenda of good things to do.
Could be.
For karma's sake.
We got winds of 135 miles per hour.
Folks,
right,
if you've
now
never seen My Name is Earl, all of that
they're
made
going,
no sense to you
I don't
whatsoever
know what he's talking about. Yeah, you know. Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands breathing a sigh of relief as they were pretty much left unscathed by Earl. But this is a huge storm. And I think they've taken some pictures from space. Those things are always spectacular. Always spectacular to see from space. Just how big they are. Anyhow, the effects will be felt in the Carolinas by tomorrow and Friday. Rip currents, high surf, beach erosion. Local economies will lose out on some holiday travelers, of course, who are going to be there for the long weekend. Storm is projected along a path that then will affect New England by Saturday. Understand this. By Saturday, the news media will believe the world is coming to an end simply because hurricanes don't go up there very often. And, of course, they'll all talk funny and talk about how horrible it is. Folks on the Gulf Coast have dealt with this in a little more often than the folks in the Northeast. Hello.
Yes, the National Hurricane Center really had a sense of humor. After naming this one Earl, they named the next one Earl, too.
Yeah. But they don't. It's Fiona. It's Fiona. For all you Love It fans, it'll be a one-eyed Fiona because they normally just have
that's right.
Fiona, you know that.
Which is Julia Roberts.
It's
right?
Julia's middle name.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Chase. Didn't have the horse ready.
Well, you know, story of my life.
Bloomberg reports that Tiger Woods' performance on the links slumps has also caused his apparel sales line to slump as well. Nike Inc. saying, according to retailers Goldsmith International Holdings and Roger Dunn Golf, it's not doing too well out there. The Tiger effect has been negative this year. Fortunately, other Nike products are doing all right. That Stuart Clink line of British Open Cleats is probably going really well.
Stuart Sink.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Not,
Kling.
You know, but
oh, sorry.
It's Colonel Kling.
Sorry.
Thanks for playing.
I will. Yeah, okay. I guess when he wins another one. Today is a pretty interesting day. Today is the day that the first portable computer came out.
What really? Year?
This would be 1977.
Oh, I'm sure it was only the size of a Pinto.
is a Radio Shack TRS-80. Yeah. You try to impress people, they went, huh? It'll do what? Well, why would you have that? Look at that funny-looking green screen. What's that all about? What's that supposed to do? Yeah. Anyway, so that's we got that today. And we have our story from Arkansas, about misbehavior in Arkansas.
Yeah. You know, they rarely get caught up
there. Yeah, I know they do. Ben's not here to defend them, but nonetheless, yeah, it appears that there was gunfire that once again broke out in Arkansas. This time it was a baptism party.
All right! Oh, wait, we offended everybody yesterday.
Yeah.
We
better
stay away from it.
So. Seems some uninvited guests arrived at the Progressive Men's Club in Fort Smith.
Wait, I don't think it's your run-of-the-mill baptism, if you ask me.
Well, here's the rest of it. Around 2 in the morning.
Yeah, this is definitely not your run-of-the-mill baptism.
They led to a brawl that resulted in gunfire. Police tell the TV station there in Fort Smith that one man was pistol-whooped, while others, including a local DJ, were involved in the altercation.
Hmm.
Despite the
shots. Hey, that's right. We're out here at the baptism. Come on out and join us. We'll be here all night.
Despite the gunfire.
T-shirts and koozies.
Nobody was shot. 6 juveniles arrested. A baptism at 2 in the morning. Hello?
Yeah, that Radio Shack TRS-80, yeah. otherwise known as the Trash 80.
Right.
Was the first PC I ever wrote an application that was actually published on.
Uh-huh.
And it used an audio cassette player as its mass storage device.
I love it. Thanks.
That's very nice.
Yeah. That's just good, isn't it? And, you know, that was a great learning curve for those folks who worked at Radio Shack. You know, they had to learn all about those things.
And they still ask for your phone number.
Yeah. And, of course, then there's Heathkit for you people who are old enough to know about that. Bill's Run. An Oregon man charged with mooning an approaching car while standing on a state highway. I guess the only way we know that is the approaching car happened to be a policeman.
Uh-oh. Bonus.
Offer. Yeah, good for you. Officer says 22-year-old Gregory Holzer bent over as the trooper's car approached. He's accused of being extremely intoxicated.
Okay, bend over.
Which, as it turns out, went against his terms of probation for the previous offense.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.